Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
St. Louis Public Schools have an interim superintendent in place a few days after firing another controversial superintendent. On the phone, Dr. Karen Collins Adams, board president for St. Louis Public Schools. Dr. Adams, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what has turnover in the superintendent's office done to this district over the past few years?
Over the past few years, because of the and I'm going to refer to it as noise because it's, a lot of community language, the legislature paying attention to what our board, decisions are and concerns that maybe DESE may have, because those are the things that we really have to keep our eye on, the three things in our community and governing bodies. It has reduced morale. It had, whenever you have controversy, you have to be able to take time out from what you're normally doing to be able to investigate and then right the ship. You have to straighten things out. You have to come up with a strategic plan. There are a lot of things that have occurred in the last, 2.5 years now? So,
what's the financial drain on the district if it ends up having to pay that full severance package to outgoing superintendent Dr. Borchetti?
Well, an outgoing severance package, the way it's set up would be monthly anyway, so it would be a monthly salary of what she was currently getting. We're still working on all that. We have to work with lawyers. We have to look at what it actually will mean to our budget. But it should not be the drain that the public is actually beginning to wonder about, because our move right now was to be able to put an interim person in place, someone within the district who is superintendent certified, and then readjust the departments that we have currently in central office.
So
that adjustment will take up some of that slack anyway.
So Myra Berry has been named the district's interim. She was the district's interim chief of human resources. She's been named the interim superintendent. I know she is certified to be a superintendent, but do you have any concerns about her inexperience to lead the district?
Oh, no, not at all. She was actually, a school principal. She's been, all of the steps prior to teacher and teacher leader. And then, in her responsibility as in the human resources department, she's been there for quite some time, and she has worked through various levels of that to be named the interim associate superintendent in that department. Why was she was named interim? I wasn't a part of all of that when that occurred with the previous administration. So I really can't, address why the title of interim stayed with Dr. Berry so long. No, she has all of the same qualifications that anyone else would have had to be able to move in the role as superintendent. Let me make a point. Many individuals have had leadership roles, and then when you get into the human resources aspect of any business, or especially in a school district, you're touching the core of the school district. Your human capital is your biggest department.
What do you want to see?
She has that experience.
What do you want to see in the next superintendent? And is she a likely candidate?
Well, we're still working that portion out. So what we'd like to see is, you know, a clear plan. We'd like to be able, the board and the superintendent, you know, work as a team in order to be able to develop and then initiate all of the plans for the school district to move forward. We want St. Louis Public School to remain solid. We want our students to be able to learn the things that they need to become productive citizens. And we have to keep our focus on why we're here. It's not just to be able to have balanced budgets. It's to be able to educate students and provide innovative programs. So we're hoping, and we're working with our interim superintendent to be able to get those initiatives going. Many of them have already started. We just need to have full momentum now.
So board member Ben Conover resigned, and he's reportedly called your leadership duplicitous and reckless. What's your response to that?
Mr. Conover has the right to have his opinion. I do want to remind everyone that anytime they want to be able to determine what the board was doing, we just need to watch some of the school board meetings. But I do respect his opinion. He has a right to that. I want people to respect mine, and then his decision to be able to leave.
He's warned that the firing of the latest superintendent increases the likelihood that there will be a state takeover of the district. Do you agree with that?
No.
Why?
I think the board is working extremely, you know, it's not about the person that was sitting in the role. It's about what that person is doing in that role. The superintendent is has not created the programs or followed through on them in a manner in which the board thinks we need to move. DESE will look at those things. It's about what we're doing to build progress and to start moving forward. And I keep saying moving forward because I feel like we stopped. We were just trying to answer an audit. We were trying to come up with plans and policies that we should have had in place long before. So I think that what DESE will be looking at, and Mr. Conover, I believe, was aware of what we were doing because he was a part of all of this, to create committees that would actually take action. We've started our board committees again. Many of them they were already existing, but as I looked at the records, we weren't following through on meetings. We weren't having them regularly. Our regularly scheduled meetings for the board committees, including legislature and governance and audit and budget transparency, those things are occurring regularly now so that the State Department can see that the board is taking action.
Where do things stand with plans to close schools due to declining enrollment?
We're working with the city because we need to determine what we can do to increase our city membership first, because, you know, we need families here in order to be, and families need a place to live. So if the city is looking at, and they are, housing situations to be able and development of businesses here, that will draw individuals in. And of course, that's going to increase our school enrollment. And then on the school side of it, we need to be able to continue with some of our initial plans to have innovative programs so that our schools are appetizing to individuals and then put these programs in neighborhoods that need to increase their enrollment so that it builds the actual community.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's the timeline right now for trying to find a permanent superintendent for the district?
Well, we'll open the search as soon as the board can meet and discuss the process that we're going to follow, decide how we're going to begin that process, and then we'll send a timeline out to everyone so that the entire community, including media, will understand what we're doing and what to expect. So it's soon. It's like within the next month. We need to start that immediately.
You have years of experience in education. How long is it going to take to try to right the ship? What would you tell families right now about that?
I'm asking them to be just a little more patient so that we can monitor our steps. Watch what we're doing next. We need to be able to give them firm commitment on what we're going to do with the schools that were, you know, that had tornado damage in May. And many of those community members of the that have had to be relocated or co-located in the school, they're waiting for those answers. So I think when they see we're taking each step and we're keeping them included in it, we won't have a problem with actually getting us on a steady path. Right now, I think we need to work on, our focus needs to be on, you know, stability, regaining the trust of the community, and then always, while we're doing that, focus on student learning, because we can't let any of what happened in our school district affect what's happening in our school programs. Right now it is not, but we want to be certain it doesn't.
That is Dr. Karen Collins Adams, board president for St. Louis Public Schools. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with our listeners this morning.
I appreciate you inviting me. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.